is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Walk you in the tall trees, going where the wind goes. Blooming, blooming like a red rose. Now come on over, sweetie. Right out here, I've got you in the morning sunshine. Sunshine daydream. Sunshine daydream.
Yeah. Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
the other day, a special new band.
Cappuccino. I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were a real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
See my friends, they froze.
music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial, and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
I can buy.
I see little thatched cottage looking so neat. And close your purchase, we can buy them cheap.
Go fill up the floorboard, knock down the wall, rock the foundation till the house falls.
Like a pack of cards crashing to the ground. Then we'll build a row of identical boxes and sell them all off for treble the profits. Demolition!
Demolition!
Got a lovely patio.
Stainless steel kitchen sink, gas fired central heating. Specifically designed for modern day living.
Nothing's permanent, nothing lasts. We sold all the houses, so put them up fast. Gonna buy up this town, pull it all down. Oh, I love to hear the demolition sound of concrete crashing to the ground. Demolition!
Demolition!
Yes, we'll buy up the town, knock them all down, build a brand new world of our own. La 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 la.
Album material live from the Kinks, winding up Top of the Pops.
Good evening and welcome once again to the concert program, coming to you this week from the Hippodrome Golders Green in London. We're giving over the complete hour of the program tonight to one of the most talented groups ever to emerge from this country, indeed, I would say from any country. They do have an illustrious past behind them, and who knows what the future holds, because there's just no let up to their creative output. So please join me in welcoming the Kinks.
Thank you, my friend.
Living up in Manhattan, flying in Vietnam, bullet in the head by the OD Don Drano on the night that he was wet. There were two more friends of mine, two more friends that died. From a hotel room, Bobby hung himself from a cell in the tombs. Judy jumped in front of a subway train. Eddie got slit in the jugular vein. And Eddie, I miss you more than all the others, and I salute you, brother. That his rage was just some goof, but Herbie sure gave Tony some bitchin' proof. And Herbie said, Tony, can you fly? But Tony couldn't fly. Tony died. On a narco rap, he beat the rap by ratting on some bikers. He said, hey, I know it's dangerous, but it sure beats Rikers. But the next day he got offed by the very same biker. Old, fell from the roof on East 29. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 Reds in a bottle of wine. Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old, looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Georgie let the gimmicks go rotten. It died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Slime Vietnam took a bullet in the head by the old Don Drano.